So on this audio today, we're going to explore what we can do to go from being pessimistic in life to optimistic. So this is an overview of the benefits of taking control of pessimism and pessimistic thoughts and focusing on the things that we can control in life in an optimistic way. But let's first of all be realistic for a moment. Not everything is getting better. People die too early, often from avoidable diseases. Man-made disasters strike too often. But in many ways, the world is a better place. We are wealthier than ever before and wiser and more informed. The belief or perception that things are a lot worse than they are really is widespread because our brains seem to be hardwired towards pessimism. And it's probably because our ancestors were always on the lookout for predators. And it's known that we pay 10 times more attention to negative than positive news. Negative news is more dramatic and it appears bigger. Social media has provided an ideal platform for all this negativity and pessimism. And our brains know that pessimism is the course of least resistance. However, it lessens our well-being, happiness, and indeed reduces our lifespan. So let's take control of it. So what are the benefits of being optimistic? The benefits of being optimistic include greater happiness, better immunity to stress and illness, both physical and mental illness, increased personal resilience, happier relationships, better coping mechanisms, and achieving more in life. Optimistic people focus on results. They get things done, and they are the ones that people want to be around. So, how do we become optimistic? As with so many things in life, the foundation and start is a term called self-awareness. And we use an analogy called stop. So, just for a moment, stop. And what that means is just stop for a moment and reflect. That's the S of stop. Then the T of stop is think. Think about for a moment how optimistic or pessimistic you are at the current time in your life. And just think about that. Then the O of stop is observe. Observe situations where you've been optimistic and pessimistic in your life and their outcomes. And then finally, the P of stop is plan. And you're going to plan to be optimistic as per the guidance I'm providing on this audio today. Now, do this stop exercise regularly in your life as it deepens your self-awareness. Now, these are the signs that we are optimistic, and of course, the opposite is true for pessimists and pessimism. Optimists see problems in perspective. They don't blow them out of perspective. They do not take them personally. They see it as something external. It's an external problem or issue I need to resolve. They see them as temporary and they realize that there will be other temporary problems that will come along. Optimists believe that they are in control of their life. And they are forward thinking, they have high self-confidence, they see possibilities rather than problems, they face their fears and deal with them. So, to be optimistic when a challenge comes along, stop. And what that means is S, stop, T, think, O, observe how it's making you feel, and P, plan to be objective and unemotional. Talk to yourself in a calm and positive way and create a visual image of yourself confidently overcoming that challenge. Remind yourself that challenges, setbacks are temporary. Look at the challenge or setback in a specific way rather than generalizing about it. This focuses your mind more and externalize it rather than taking it personally. Any problems that come along, classify them into either no control and let it go, indirect control and decide who you need to communicate with to solve the problem and do just that, or direct control and make the decision to deal with it and take action. There's a separate audio and fact sheet on this subject. So optimists focus on how they can grow and move forward, whereas pessimists focus on security and safety. So there is a balance here, as you want to be secure and safe, but always seek to move forward in life and grow as a person. So summary, take control right now of your optimistic thinking and reap the benefits. It will open up new and exciting possibilities in life. It can be contagious to other people because you expect the best to happen. It could inspire you towards achieving your true potential in life and developing inner peace. And why? Because optimistic people look for and find possibilities in life. Make that optimistic decision in life. And our destiny in life is determined by the decisions that we make. So make that decision today.